How prolific is the problem?
Well, the backlog is something that every community across the country seems to have in common with each other. We don't really have a clear picture of how large the backlog is because law enforcement agencies are lacking the infrastructure often to track and keep an inventory of such kits.
All levels, local, state, and federal?
That's correct.
What are some of the factors that account for the backlog?
One of the top reasons for the backlog is the lack of prioritization of sexual assault crimes and not dedicating sufficient resources to sexual assault cases in many law enforcement agencies.
Is that because it's a discretionary matter at many law enforcement agencies?
That's correct. Most law enforcement agencies, first of all, lack clear policies. So there is a systemic failure to take sexual assault seriously and to, in many cases, properly investigate the crimes, prioritize these cases, and really to dedicate sufficient resources to it.
What are those resources in terms of dollars per kit?
That ranges from anywhere really from $500 per kit, which is pretty low, to $2,000 per kit.
Let's focus then on the Philadelphia region and then Pennsylvania. Where does it stand relative to other municipalities and states?
It's very difficult for us to compare between jurisdictions and between states because you have population differences. You, of course, have differences in crime statistics and resources in general. So we like to just focus in on the fact that Pennsylvania is now doing what we believe is the first step to reform, which is creating an inventory and getting a real idea about the number of untested kits that are in the state.
You are joining us from New York City, which I understand is in the vanguard toward this end.
That's right. New York City tests every rape kit and has done so for quite a long time and is really on that cutting edge of taking sexual assault crimes seriously and really sending a message to sexual assault survivors in New York City that what happened to them matters.
What are the factors that account for that success in New York City, and are any of those variables applicable in, say, Philadelphia?
I think they can be applied anywhere. It's really about taking a step to ensure that every kit is swiftly tested, that elected officials at every level of government ensure that sufficient funding is dedicated to processing untested rape kits or all rape kits, also to investigating leads and moving cases forward to prosecution.
Again, this initiative and the backlog is part of the Joyful Heart Foundation. What is its mission?
We created the End the Backlog Project to shine a light on the backlog of untested rape kits throughout the United States and to promote comprehensive rape kit reform. Part of our work here is also ensuring that we uncover the true numbers of untested rape kits across the country because we don't know. There is no national tracking system for it.
Ilse, of course, the point of the kit is to help the survivor.
It's important for us to remember that each one of these kits represents a survivor who not only endured a horrific experience, but then also went through a 4 to 6 hour forensic examination when really probably she or he only wanted to go home and take a shower. And we owe it to them to treat their evidence carefully, the evidence that they had so painstakingly collected from their body, which is really a living, breathing crime scene. These survivors have done everything that society asks of them. We really need to do everything possible to help them find a path to justice and healing.
Ilse, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you so much for having me and for covering this important story.
Ilse Kinect is Director of Policy and Advocacy at End the Backlog, an initiative of the Joyful Heart Foundation.